We're holding you daf tzadik chesem beis. Here the bottom Mishnah. Here tzadik chesem beis. Oy made odom reshus hayochid, a person that is standing in the reshus hayochid in his house, or metalto reshus rabin. He's allowed to like stick his hand out the window and move things around in the front in the reshus rabin. And who adin fakert? Reshus rabin. Somebody's allowed to be standing in the reshus rabin and stick his hand inside the house, or metalto reshus hayochid, and move things around in the reshus hayochid. But providing he should not move the chayfetz more than arabamis. So this tachur goes back to the first case where the person is standing in the reshus hayochid, standing inside the house or inside his backyard, and he sticks his hand outside the fence of reshus harabim. He can pick up something and put it down, but he can't move that chayfetz, like pick it up and with his arm move it away for ramis and put it down. Because that would be yosef, because that's considered, you picked up the chayfus in the Rishus Rabbim, and you moved the dal damis, and you put it down again in the Rishus Rabbim. So you'd be chayy for that. Even though your body is standing in the Rishus Yochid, but this you can't do. But if you move it less than dal damis, that's mutter. And then within the other way, if you're standing in the Rishus Rabbim, then you're allowed to put your hand inside the Rishus Yochid, you can move it l'chur as far as you want. And like Rashi says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't make a gzeira shemi yachni senu etzloi. The chur will see later, there's a Rameya sheet, he makes a gzeira. What do you mean you're allowed to stand inside your house and with your hand put it outside to Rishus HaRabim and move things around there? Rameya holds as a gzeira. If you start picking up something in Rishus HaRabim, you won't just put it down there. Maybe you'll bring it inside to the house, and that would be an issur d'oraisa. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, we don't make that gzeira. No, we're not afraid. And like we'll see in the Gemara, we're talking about kelim that you don't need. It's not so necessary for you. So therefore, stam, you're putting your hand outside to Rishus Rabbim and move a piece of, move something, chveis a sefer, that's on one side, to the other side, that's mutter. There's no gzera, maybe you bring it inside the house. So the Mishnah Vayit, another Chiddush, lo yamed adam Rishus HaYochid. A person can't be standing in a Rishus HaYochid, in his backyard, the yashdim Rishus Rabbim. And he'll let out the water, matu meraglayim, go to Rishus HaRabim. That's also to do. Aruhu adin Rishus HaRabim, the person can't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim, v'yashdim Rishus HaYochid. And he'll let his meraglayim go into the Rishus HaYochid. That's also, that's called hoitzor. It's called you're causing your water to go from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, yichayiv. V'chein, the same halacha, lo yorok, you're not allowed to spit. You can't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim and spit into Rishus HaYochid. That's also a chiyav hoitzor for that. I know within Fakat, if you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, you can't spit into Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it depends. Af mishenitlash roike bepiv. Another thing, he just says another chiddush of Yehuda. Yehuda Raim, af mishenitlash roike bepiv. As soon as the spit is in your mouth, but shenitlash means it. Like Rashi says, Mishinisago v'nesaf lotzeis. You got a lot of spit, a lot of saliva in your mouth. That's oimah to be spitting out. It's oimah to take out of your mouth. So when you have a lot of saliva in your mouth, that's like moving around there, you're not allowed to walk for Rishus HaRabim. Heisaf mishinitlash roikoi. Nitlash means lashon like it's uprooted. When the saliva in your mouth is like uprooted, about to be spitting out, is the piv lo yahalech arbamis atchiyoruk. You're not allowed to walk like that in the street in Rishus HaRabim for Ramis, because since the saliva is aimed to be spitting out, so it's not considered bottle to your goof anymore, but it's considered you're carrying something. So if you're going to walk now, Dal Damas Rishus HaRabim, with so much saliva in your mouth, that's an issa, that's also. Like Rashi says, Mishenitlash Roikim Apiv, Mishenisago V'nesav Lotzis, when they got like around, a lot of saliva is in your mouth, and it's about to come out, is Lo Yehalech Arba Amasachi Yorik. Since it's oimed now to spit out this saliva, masayu, it's considered you carrying something. There's normal saliva in your mouth, it's oimed to swallow. It's called bata tiguf, that's not called an isloi tzur. Mashenkin something, or phlegm or something you have there, it's in your mouth, that's oimed to spit out, so that's osir, because that's called a masayu. You can't walk dal damas b'shus rabim with that. So to Gemara. Masni lei rav chinanor ba'shalom yolechia ba'rav. That Rav Chinna, the son of Ashalmiya, learned, told over to Chiyah by Rav, Kai made the Rav, in front of Rav, he told over this halacha. That what? A little bit different than our Mishnah. He learned, Lo yamid odom Rishus HaYochid, umetalto Rishus Rabin. He learned, it's Osir. you're not allowed to, your body be standing inside your yard, inside the Rishus Yochid, and stick your hand out of the fence to the Rishus Rabim, and be metal to move things around. If you have a chair in the Rishus Rabim, you're not allowed to move it even 2 feet. You can't move it. That's the way he learned. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's mutter. The Mishnah just says, B'vach l'yotzi chutz mi'arbamis. You can't move the chair 4 amos. But to move it 2 or 3 amos, it's mutter. He learned in the name of Rav, in front of Rav, that it's awesome. Omalei, so Rav answered back, Oshavkis Rabbonin v'yavdis k'remeya. Like, how come you're passing like that? Why are you leaving the Rabbonin, like the Stam Al Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, and going according to Rav Meya? Like, we'll see later on in the Masech, the Rav Meya makes a gzera. Like Rashi says, v'yavdis k'remeya, like, who are you, Rav Chiya bar Shalmiya, want to pass like Rav Meya? So Rashi, the Iyu who the gozer, Rav Meya Taka makes this gzera, that Shemi Yovi Etzlek Lekamon. We're afraid if you're standing in your backyard and you just stick your hand out to Rishus Rabim and move things around there, it's also because there's a gzera, maybe you'll bring it back into the Rishus Yochid. That's Rav Meya's gzera. Could the Kamon the Perik, and later on in the Perik, he says, La Yamad Rishus Yochid, a person can't be standing in his backyard, the Yiftach Rishus Rabim, and the lock, is in the Rishus HaRabim, Sheyito Mavteich Rishus HaRabim V'yiftach Boy, to take the key that's in the Rishus HaRabim to open up the lock in the Rishus HaRabim. Hasom Rishus HaRabim, Shem Meyachnes Etzle B'mokim Shu, because we're afraid if you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Now the key and the lock is outside of the Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to stick your hand outside the Rishus HaRabim, pick up the key there, open up the lock, because if the Xerah Rav Meir holds, maybe you'll bring the key back into the Rishus HaYochid. So that's the din later, Rav Meir makes this Xerah. So the Chura, he asked, so Rav asked back Kasha, why are you passing like Rav Meya? Why don't you pass like our Stam Mishnah? Those according to Rabbanon here. So that Rabbanon now Mishnah say it's mutter. They don't make this gzeira. And if the Gemara, who suffer the territory? Because from Shalmi you thought, who suffer? Me the Sefer Rav Meya, Reishanami Rav Meya. Since the Sefer goes according to Rav Meya, Mistama, the Reish of Al Mishnah, also goes according to Rav Meya. And the Chura, what he meant to say is, you should be gerus different than the Mishnah. Don't say that the Mishnah says it's mutter, but the Mishnah means to say that it's also. So Rashi, me the Sefer, Rav Meya means, Hoda lo yiftach the ar Rav Meya bu. The Mishnah later in the Kuf Aleph goes according to Rav Meya. See, so just like the Mishnah there goes according to Rav Meya, the Chura, our Mishnah also goes according to Rav Meya. And therefore, he learns, Pshat now Mishnah is, it should be that it's also. And for the Gemara of Elohi, but it's not Emes. Sefer Rabbi Meya Vereisha Rabbonin. It's like a true. The Mishnah later goes according to Rabbi Meya. But our Mishnah here is Gerus, the Din is the way it says now Mishnah, and it's like the Rabbonin that argue on Rabbi Meya, and don't make the Gzeira. You're allowed to carry something, even though you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to stick your hand out to the Rishus HaRabim and move something around, pick it up in the Rishus HaRabim and put it down 2 amos later. That's mutter. And we don't make the gzera, maybe you carry it inside the house. And we'll soon see later what type of kelim we're talking about, on which things we're not gozer. But in Echlami, our mission holds its mutter. You're allowed to do it. Right, the Mishnah only says, U'bavach lo yotzi chutz li'arbamis. Our Mishnah only says, if you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and you stick your hand outside to the Rishus HaRabim, you can't pick up a chair and move the chair Dal Damas and then put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. Because by moving the chair Dal Damas in Rishus HaRabim, Yichayiv, that's called Hoitzor in Rishus HaRabim. Havor in Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara, Hoitzi Yichayiv Chatis, the Huritz Mashma from the Mishnah, that if you would pick it up and move the chair 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, even though your body is standing in the Rishus HaYochid, still you'd be Chayiv. From our Mishnah, we should have a raya to Rava. The Yomar Rava that Rava says, Rava learned it says in the Gemara on Shabbos, Hamavir chefetz metchilas arba l'soif arba. If somebody picked up a chefetz in the Rishus HaRabim, he picked up a chair in the Rishus HaRabim and carried it 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim and put it down at the end of 4 amos. But when he carried it, on top of his head. So while he was carrying it, the 4 amos was in a makom ptur. He wasn't carrying it through the Rishus HaRabim itself. He picked it up over his head, which higher than yutfachim is always called a makom ptur. That's not called Rishus HaRabim. Still, Rav holds Yechayiv. And Zuhur, that's Pshan Al Mishnah here also. It was Zuhur, since the person is standing here, Zuhur, when you pick up the chayfitz, you pick it up higher than yutfachim. And still it says, if you pick it up from one point and put it down Dal Damas later, Yechayiv. And Rashi says here, Ho Hoitzi, the top Rashi, the end of the first line, Ho Hoitzi, ha-chefetz medal damas chayiv. If you carry out this chefetz for amas, you are chayiv. Afa gav du oimed begavoya. Poshed the person is higher than 10 tefachim. So when you pick up the chefetz, it's higher than 10 tefachim. Ve-hegbiya lamala miyud. You picked it up more than you tefachim higher. Ve-viru. And you carry it over dal damas. Is lo yaminan havaras derech mokam turhu. We don't say, since the avar is a moving of the four amis, was through a makam tur, and you should be potter. No, we say, Alma, Basar ha-nocha v'yakiraz linen. We go Basar the place where you picked it up from, and where you're putting it down. You picked it up in one place in Rishus Rabin, and you moved it down damas and put it down dal damas later. Even though while you're moving it, it was in the through a makam tur. Because when our Mishnah says, Oymed Adam Rishus Yochid, it could be a Rishus Yochid that's much higher. The Mishnah could be you're on top of a roof and you're sticking your hand down. So you stick your hand down, then what you do is you pick it up a chair at one point, but you pick it up towards you, and then you walk down the arms and put it down again. So even though the actual Havara, the moving of the chair, you pick the chair up more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so the Chura, the chair, is not in the Avir of the Rishus Rabin. It's going through an Avir Mokim Ptur. Still, our Mishnah says Yechayiv. That's a Raya to Rava. Because the Pshat is, the Iker is, the Maisa Akira and the Maisa Nochem. You picked it up from the Rishus Rabin, and you put it down in the Rishus Rabin. And since in between it moved Dal Damis, even though the in-between moving was not through the Avir, through the air of the Rishus Rabin. It was through the Avir higher than Yud, which is a Mokim Ptur. Still, we say Yechayiv. Because the Iker is the Akira and Anocha. So who from Al Mishnah, it's a Raya to Rava? And the Gemara, no, maybe there's no Raya from Al Mishnah. So the Gemara, Mi Ketoni, does Al Mishnah say clearly, Im Hoitzi Chayiv Chatis, that if you carry it out, you Chayiv Chatis. Dilma Im Hoitzi Potter Rav Loser. Maybe the Mishnah just means to say, don't do it, because if you do it, there'll be an issue with the Rabbonin. With the Rabbonin, it's Loser. But maybe not like Rava, maybe with the Raisa, Yoni Chayiv, Bahavoros Dal Damis, if it went through the Rishus Rabin. You have to pick up a chepas in the Rishus Rabin and not pick it up more than you tefachim. It has to be in the avir of the Rishus Rabin and then move it through the Rishus Rabin and then put it down. Maybe that's the only time you chayiv. But if you pick it up higher than you tefachim, then it goes through the ear of the Mokim Surg, maybe you put him in your eyes. I am Mishnah Mash Mitzoser, maybe it's only Yosem in the Rabbonin. And Ika the Yamri, some say clearly like this. The Deek from our Mishnah is like this. Hohoitzi Potter. Mashmi, if you pick it up and move it more than Dal Damis, then Hohoitzi Potter Rav Loser. If you pick it up and move it more than Dal Damis, you should know then it's also Mid Rabbonin. Mid Raisa, you still Potter. Rav Loser means Mid Rabbonin. That's all, not Mid Raisa, only Mid Rabbonin. Is the Chura lame of Azoya Tevot Yuf to the Rava? So like this Pshat, the Chura Tekashan Rava. Rava would say in such a case, Yechai Mid Raisa. What do I care when you picked up the chair? It's higher than you tefachim off the ground. So when you carry the Dal Damis, it's through a Mokim Ptur. Rava says, even in that case, Yechayiv. Because Rava holds the Yikr is the Akiram. You're picking it up from the ground, from Rishus Rabim, and you're putting it down further, Dal Damis away, in Rishus Rabim. So Chura Al Mishnah should be a Kasha to Rava. And to Gemara Nain, Lamech have a truth to the Rava, the Yama Rava, that Rava says, Hamavir Metchilas Dalad L'Soyv Dalad. If somebody carries something from the beginning of Dal Damis to another part, further Dal Damis, Ve'viru Derech Olov, and while he's carrying it, he picks it up on top of his head, that's through a Mokim Ptur, still Chayiv, Rava holds Yechayiv Midiraisa. So it's like if you're making a diet that our Mishnah is only us, Midirabonin, it's a Kasha and Rava. And for Gemara, no, there's not a clear Kasha from our Mishnah. Mi Ketoni Hoitzi Potlav Loser. Does the Mishnah say clearly that if you do this, if you move the Chayfetz from one point to another point, 4 amas away, that it's only Yosem of the Rabbonin? The Mishnah doesn't say that. Dilma, I'll tell you, maybe the Mishnah means to say, Im Hoitzi Chayiv Chatis. The Mishnah says, don't do it. Now, if you do it, what's the halacha? It's possible, Rava will learn in our Mishnah, that Avadi Chayiv Chatis, you're not allowed to do it midiraisa, because since the Akira, you picked it up from the Rishus Rabin, and then it was moved Dal Damis, and put down again in the Rishus Rabin, Enechnam Yechayiv Chatis. It could be Yechayiv Chatis. But the Mishnah says, L'yama dodem Rishus HaYochid. You can't stand in the Rishus HaYochid, and be mashtin means mato meraglayim, or else spit into the Rishus Rabin, and Yechayiv for that. That's called, you made out saw from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus Rabin. Rabbi Yosef said, Hishtin v'rok chayiv chatis. You should know, if you talk in mashtin, if you talk in make, meraglayim, from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim, Yitaka Chayim Chatis, Manuah Din Barak, if somebody spits, if you have saliva in your mouth, and you're standing in the Rishus Yochid, and you spit it into the Rishus Rabim, your mamash Chayim Chatis. Clearly you did a Maisoi Tzor, you threw something from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim. Therefore you Chayim. Fred Gemara, Vobin and Akira Vianocha Meagabe Mokim Dalad Veleka. Always the klal is on Shabbos, the only chayim midraisa, if you pick up a chayfitz from a mokum, it was first resting on a choshev mokum, that's at least dollar by dollar tochum wide. That's how wide that mokum has to be. If you pick it up from there, that's called an akira, and then you move, like you picked it up from the Rishus Yochid, and then you moved it into the Rishus Rab and put it down. Also, you have to put it down on a mokum dollar or dollar. It has to be picked up from a choshev mokum. So the chur here, the saliva came out of your mouth. A person's mouth is not dollar or dollar. It's not so wide. A person's mouth is not four tefachim by four tefachim. So if the saliva came out of your mouth, why is that? Why Yechayah? Where was the Akira from Rishus Yochid? The saliva wasn't resting on the ground. The saliva is in your mouth. Your mouth is less than dollar dollar. The same thing where the Meraglayim comes out. The Pihoma is very small. It's not dollar by dollar. So why do we say if you mash the Meraglayim outside Yechayah, Lechura, you're standing in Rishus Yochid, your body, that Mokim, the Aver, is not dollar dollar. So why Yechai Midraisa? There's no Akira for the Mokum Dalad Al Dalad. That's the Kasha. Vodina and Akira v'Yanochim Yagabi Mokum Dalad Aleka. Hey, so the Hanochi is good here. Because you're spitting or you're being mashed into Rishus Rabim. There it goes on the ground. That's Rochiv Dalad by Dalad. But the Kasha is the Akira. Why are Yechai for picking it up, coming out of your mouth? Your mouth or your Aver is not Dalad by Dalad. And for the Gemara, Machshavtoi Meshav Yilei Mokum. The pshat is, since you have machshav, you have in your mind that you want to spit this out, or you want to make now the meraglayim, since you want it to come out of your body, that's a choshev a thing. And that's also called the good mokim. Meshav yilei mokim. That's called the choshev a mokim, since you want it and you need it to come out of your body now. Like Rashi says, machshav toy, shu tzorach lekach. That you need this, meshav yilo hoy tzor chashuva. That makes this called a choshev hoy tzor. Since you have to spit out now, or since you have to be matum eraglayim now, since you need it, that's called the tzarech for the body, that's called the choshev amokam also. Now I'll bring you a raya for this. If you won't tell me like this, that Rava said, zorak v'nach v'pi akelet. If somebody threw something, he threw an apple in the Rishus Rabim, he threw a dal damas, and it landed in the mouth of a door. Oy v'pi akivshin. It also landed in the opening of the furnace. And this mokim is not dalal al dalad. Still we say chayiv chatis. It's sitted, you made havor or dalal damas through the Rishus Rabin, and you chayiv. Now the question is, where did it land? It landed in the mouth of the dog, or else in the pea, the opening is a small opening of the kishon of the furnace. Aiv wabina and hanocha gavi mokim dalal veleka. Always the klal is, you only chayiv midiraisam. If the chayiv lands on a choshev a mokim, that place is wide, dalad by dalad. Now here, the mouth of a dog, or the small opening of the kivshin of the furnace, is not dalad by dalad. So why do we say yichayiv here? The teretz is, Ela machshavto mishavile mokim. Since you, Badavka, want to throw this apple to the dog, and you want it to land in his mouth, so since you, that's what you're doing now, that's your purpose, to throw it into his mouth, that's called a choshev a mokim. That's what I want to do now. Who are then I want to throw it into the pear, into the opening of the kivshin, of the furnace. So since I want to throw it into the opening of the furnace, that's where I want it to be. That's machshava to be a choshev a mokim. Here's who in here also, since a person has to spit now, or the person has to make the meraglayim now, that makes it that mokim choshev, and it's considered like dalal al dalal. Hochinam, the same thing by yos. Machshava mishav yilo mokim. Since you have to spit now, have to let out the water now, that's considered a choshev a mokim. It's leaving your body, and therefore it's called a good akira. So it's called of leaving your body. Your body's in the Rishus Yochid, and it's going into the Rishus Rabim. Yechayiv midiraisa. It's called you made hoitzah from a Rishus Yochid to a Rishus Rabim. It's also midiraisa to do that. Boy, Rava klared a shaila. What's going to be the lochem? Who Rishus Yochid? The person now, the man is standing in the Rishus Yochid. Opiya Omar Rishus Rabim. Now, by the way, he's standing right next to the fence, right next to the gates. And the imamish puts out his aver that the pear where the water comes out of his body is in the Rishus Rabin. His the body is standing in the Rishus Yochid. His aver is sticking through the fence, and when the water comes out of the aver, it's coming out from the Rishus Rabin. Mao is the chayiv midiraisa or not in such a case? Do we say Boser Akira Azlinen? Do we go Boser Akira means from the body? The Mei Raglaim, the water in your body, when it leaves your body, it doesn't leave the opening of the Aver, it leaves the body. Now your body is in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So it's fitted, the water is leaving the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and it's ending up in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you'll be Chayiv. Oy Boser Yitzri Azlinen. Or else we say, no, you go Boser where the pair, where the opening of the Aver is. Since the opening of your Aver is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so there's no Akira, no Hanacha. It's considered you're letting the water out from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no Issa. More obliged by Sofik. So Sofik, what the Lachar is, are you chayiv in such a case or not? So Vav, you shouldn't do that either. Because it's a Sofik, Yisidi Raisa. Chur, that's sad to say it's Osir, it's an Yisidi Raisa. So Chur, it's a take, it's a Sofik, it's a Yisidi Raisa. The Chur, we should be machim and not to do it. Rashi, the Abosak, he was a Rashi, Minaguf Azlinim. They nekrin minachlal shaguf. The water that comes out of your body comes out of the hollow part of your body. Roughly your guf. Melo v'chayiv, it should be chayiv. The moitzim minaguf shu rishus yochid rishus rabin. Because your body is standing in the rishus yochid, so you're letting the water out of your body into rishus rabin yichayiv. Oy bosi itziya shu yoitzim minaguf mimenu. You go boss to the last part where the water leaves the body. The repiyom, or the opening of your aver, rishus rabin is in the rishus rabin, sticking out through the fence. V'yein kan akirim rishus yochid. It's not cold, it was lifted up from the rishus yochid. That's the Gemara. Sof the Gemara blies by a teiku. Right, the Mishnah says, V'chein lo yorah. You're not allowed to spit from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiddush. Not only can't you spit, but if you have the saliva in your mouth, that's oimit for you to spit it out, you're not allowed to walk down the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though you didn't go out of your goof. But since it's oimit to go out of your body, it's not bottled to the goof anymore, it's sitting like you're carrying something, and therefore you're not allowed to walk with it down the Rosh. So the Gemara Alpha Gav Deloy Hofech Bo. Throughout Mishnah's Mashm, even though you didn't like turn over the spit in your mouth, Hofech Bo means first you get the saliva up and it moves around in your mouth. Then we understand the statement to go out. But Mashm, even if you didn't do that yet, as long as the saliva, a lot of saliva, a lot of phlegm is in your mouth, that's aimed to go out, even though it wasn't Hofech Bo, you didn't like turn it over in your mouth. Still Yichayiv. Still Rabbi Yehuda's Machmir. Rashi Af V'Yaf Gav Lehepach. But to me, it's like a kasha. To mishum tlisha lechuda, omri av yudu di yosar, tlemeifik koiv afridod lehepach vavatech piv. That is a kasha. Lechur, it's mashter for the mishra of yudu, all this osar, even before you turned it around in your mouth. Just the fact you have a lot of saliva in the mouth, that right now it's oimid eventually for you to spit it out, even before you start to turn it around, still yichayiv. For the Gemara, this is a kasha, is it true? The Yotanan have a kasha in this. That they had a din, a mishra in Kalim, the Yotanan. Somebody was eating a dvela, Rashi says, shel truma. He's eating a date from truma, or a fruit from truma. The yadayim mezuavos. He was used, the kohen was using his hands. That was dirty hands, means he didn't wash his hands yet. So, loch harizat Rashi, stam yadayim shlanotlu, havishniyas, or paisas, that's the truma. Stam hands, if you didn't wash your hands before you eat truma, the loch harizat, when the kohen touches the food, his hand is matama the food. At least the pasul, the truma, he's not allowed to eat the truma anymore. So that's one of the lachas why we wash our hands before bread. I call upon them to have this hagadara that kahanim should know that before they eat, they're supposed to wash their hands when they're eating truma. You've got stam hands have tumah midrabbanim, so when it touches the truma, it passes the truma. So here the kohen was eating the fruit, the dvelum, and he didn't wash his hands beforehand. Now what's the lacha? V'hichnis yodai l'teich piv. And the kohen first put his hand inside his mouth. Little tzur. To take out a stone, he had something stuck in his mouth. He wanted to take out what was stuck in his mouth. So the shailah is now, this tevela, this fruit had no hechsher. No water ever went upon this fruit. So if the fruit never had any water on it, it's not hukshul kabel tumah, so even though his hands passes tumah, but if the fruit never had water on it, was never hukshul kabel tumah, the fruit doesn't become tumah. The fruit is tor. A fruit can only be makabel if first water went on top of the fruit. That was machsha, that made it, that now the fruit could be mekabel tumah. Now if the kohen's hands that wasn't washed touches the fruit, it's matama the fruit. So here so far we're talking about the tzvela, never had any water on it. Now this is the first time water is going on the fruit. Now what kind of water? The saliva. The kohen put his hands inside his mouth to take out something from his mouth, so some saliva went on his mouth. And now with the saliva in his fingers, he's touching the tzvela. So the shayla, the saliva in his fingers, is this called mashka? Is it called water? That when this water goes on the fruit, it's machsha the fruit to makabel tuma. And now, since the kohen's hand is tumay, the kohen is matamul the dvela. He's matamul the fruit. That's the shayla. So it's a machlokes here. What's the halacha here? The yotanan again. Ho yoichol the dvela b'yadayim is uavos. Hakohen was eating his dates with hands without. He did not wash his hands yet. But the fruits were not makabel tuma yet. Now the kohen put his finger into his mouth to take out a tzur, take out a splinter there. He had something, a pebble in his mouth, and the saliva went on his fingers. Rabbi Meir Matama. Rabbi Meir holds that saliva is called water. So when the kohen's hand touches the fruit, it's machsha the fruit, and since the kohen's hand is tameh, it's matama the peris. Rabbi Yosi Mitar. Rabbi Yosi says no, it's Torah. That saliva, it's not called mashki yet, therefore it's Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Heipich bo tomei. If the kohen first turned around the saliva in his mouth, not just a lot of saliva there, but he was hofach, but he turned it around in his mouth, so then it's for sure aimed to come out, then it already has a shei mashke. It's not called bottle to the goof anymore. It's called the man regular saliva in the mouth. That's not called a mashke. That's called you're going to swallow it as part of your body. It doesn't have a shei mashke. But once you have a lot of saliva and you turned it around in your mouth, that now it's aimed to be spitting out, that's called mashke. So in such a case, if the kohen touched it with his hands, that mashke is called mashke, and that's matama. Mashenkein loy hefach bo, let's say the kohen did not turn around the saliva in his mouth, then tor. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kol zaman the saliva was not hefach bo, was not turned around in the mouth, it's still called botah to the guf. It's not called a mashke. So the chur of Hilchos Shabbos should be the same halacha. Kol zaman you didn't turn around the saliva in your mouth, it's still called bottle to your body. So if you walk out with a dal damas b'shus rabban, it should be mutter. You're not doing any in avera. So chutz akasha. And now a mishnah of Yudis mashma, any type of reik in your mouth, you're not allowed to walk out with. And here of Yudis mashma, it's only hepech bo, only if you turned it around in your mouth. But kol zaman you didn't turn it around, it's not called mashke. It's like bottle to the guf. And it's the Gemara in Echnami. Omer Rabbi Yechonah Mechlefes HaShita. You have to change around the Shita, it's now Mishnah in Echnami. No, Rashi says, HaShita, Hechlef Rabbi Yehuda, Shitosvei V'yotza Heimeno. So it's not clearly exactly what Rashi means. But the period Bita learns Pshan Rashi, V'yotza Heimeno means if Yehuda changes the Shita that he says in Masech the Klayim, that really there's no difference between Hofach and Loi Hofach. Like his dikah shita is like it says now Mishnah, whether you are hafach or loy hafach, still it's considered roik, and therefore you chayiv in our Mishnah for carrying it out. And zilchus klayim, it would be machshir even loy hafach. Resh lokis omar liyerlam loy tachlif. You don't have to change around the shita. Svok, but my askina, what are we talking about? Be kichoy. That means you have phlegm in your mouth. So Rashi loy tachlif. There's our Mishnah talking about you have phlegm that came into your mouth. So if you have phlegm that came into your mouth, machmir the person sick, and because he has a cold, therefore phlegm comes into your mouth. Phlegm for sure is not oimit to swallow. Phlegm for sure is oimit to be spit out. So even though you didn't turn it around in your mouth yet, then you view this maskim that's not oimid, but it's not bottle to the goof, that's oimid to be spitting out, and it's called a maskim. Now I want to carry it on Shabbos. It could be you'll swallow it yet. So the only time we say it's called a maskim is hefechbo. If you turn it around in your mouth, then we know for sure you can spit it out. But stam slaiva, they didn't turn it around yet, it'll be mutter. Mashenken kicha, which means phlegm, that's for sure is aiming to be spitting out. Then if you have phlegm in your mouth, you're not allowed to walk daladamas b'shus rabim. By walking daladamas b'shus rabim, it'll be an avera, because that's called oimid, it's called you're carrying something. Since it's aiming to be spitting out, it's called it'll be an avera, you're carrying it. But the more about Tanya, we learned in a braiso, you have yudu oima keichoi v'nitlish, Tenechnami, keichoi here means the phlegm. If the phlegm is in your mouth, you're chayiv for carrying it out. Is my lav right for nitlash? My lav, when it says keicha, it doesn't only mean phlegm. It means anything in your mouth, even saliva in your mouth also. Even though you weren't hefach bo, even though you didn't turn it around in your mouth. Just that you have a lot of saliva will be chayiv. So tomorrow, loy, keichoi v'nitlash. No, the braisa means badafka. Only if you have phlegm in your mouth. Then if you walk out with a daladamas, you're chayiv. Tenechnami, stam saliva, you only chayiv if you hofach bo, if you turn it around in your mouth first. V'atanya b'yuduayna keichoy shenitloish v'chein roikoy shenitloish lo yehalach daladamas ad shiyorek. I hear it's a spear. Here the Brisa says clearly, even roikoi, even just for saliva, if you have it in your mouth, even if you didn't turn it around, still lo yahalach dal damis. Still you should not walk dal damis with it. Achi yorik, until you spit it out first. See, the chur you see klal, the chur is still a spear. Here you see clearly, even just for roik, it's usur. So the Mara Ella machvata kashnina mikara. You have to come on to terrace we said before. The what? Look. To change the chur is rashi mechlefa tashita. In the Islam, you have to change around the girsa. Because here it's mashim klori of Yehuda hold this usur, even if you didn't turn around the saliva. I, before, of Yehuda says you'd have got to turn around the saliva, and Echnami, you have to change around the shitas.